それないでください。 Facebook は The Voice of Indonesia、 インスタは VOI underscore underscore official、 TikTok はVOI underscore underscore official、 YouTube は VOI official。 あなたも LRN デジタルアプリで Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして受信報告書はメールで voilisteners@gmail.com に送られることができます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
Here is the voice of Indonesia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. On Thursday, 10th July 2025, as a new day, we hope that today can be your, can give you much goodness and also can be your benefit. And can give you much opportunity. And listener, hopefully today as new day can also give you new opportunity, new innovation that can make your life better than before. Whatever it is, just remember you must be able to do yourself, to you do your best, and this can make you have such new evaluation as new spirit to reach your goal or your targets for the sake of your future. And we might fight up the Faisal and also the crew duty that would like accompany you for 6 hours ahead. Now I would like to start our segment firstly with our newsline. Here is the news. Deputy Foreign Minister Anies Mata on Wednesday reiterated Indonesia's commitment to supporting the construction of the Istiqlal Osteq Islamic Center in Croatia. In an official statement issued on Wednesday, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that Anies Mata conveyed the commitment during his visit to the ICO site. He was accompanied by the Indonesian ambassador to Zagreb and the head of the Dompet Duafa Wakaf Development and Investment Agency. Indonesia's coordinating Ministry for Political, Legal and Security Affairs announced that the government successfully repatriated 691 Indonesian migrant workers from conflict-affected regions in Myanmar between February and March 2025. Muhammad Kurniadi Koba, Deputy for Foreign Political Affairs of the Ministry, stated during a coordination meeting on the protection and handling of migrant workers in the Bangka Belitung Islands held in Pangkal Pinang on Wednesday that repatriating of the migrant workers from Myanmar was extremely challenging as many of them were located in areas controlled by rebel groups. That's the news.
Tanjung Puji menjadi pahit caci maki. Segala yang terjadi dalam hidupku ini adalah sebuah misteri ilahi. Perihnya cobaan hanya ujian kehidupan. Lelah kaki melangkah, sesat tiada arah, suara hati semakin lemah, terkikis oleh amarah. Sesaat aku tersentak, ingin rasanya berteriak, masih karena cinta tersisa untuk jiwa yang terluka.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Perhatikan, kulihatkan semua yang pernah ada kan ku taruhkan. Perasaan ku berikan, tak sedikit pun waktu kan ku tinggalkan. Penuhi, ku berta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Suci lahir dan di dalam batin. Tengoklah ke dalam sebelum bicara. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat. Singkirkan debu yang masih melekat.
Adalah kehendaknya. Kita mesti tabah menjalani. Hanya cambuk kecil agar kita sadar. Adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Oh, oh, adalah Dia di atas segalanya. Anak menjerit-jerit, asap panas membakar, lahar dan badai menyapu bersih. Ini bukan hukuman, hanya satu isyarat bahwa kita mesti berbenah. Memang bila kita kaji lebih jauh dalam kekalutan, masih banyak tangan yang tega berbuat nista. Pasti telah memperhitungkan amal dan dosa yang kita perbuat.
Kemanakah lagi kita akan sembunyi? Hanya kepadanya kita kembali.
Yang bakal bisa menjawab, mari hanya runduk sujud padanya. memerangi diri, bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar ia tersenyum. Oh, oh, berusahalah agar ia tersenyum.
Of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me on Faisal on Indonesia today. Well, it seems that it is much better to know about the weather forecast. When you are traveling to Indonesia, maybe you have such planning for today. It is also much better and you are recommended to know about the weather forecast across Indonesia. Yes, especially for some cities in Indonesia, and it is from Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. Now I would like to start from the city of Jayapura. Yes, the city is forecast rainy with temperature 21 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Merauke. Merauke is also forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 30 degrees Celsius. What about Sorong? Sorong is forecast cloudy with temperature 23 up to 28 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Ambon, it is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Makassar. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 29 degrees Celsius. What about Mamuju? Mamuju is forecast rainy with temperature 12 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Manado in North Sulawesi. Manado is forecast rainy with temperature 22 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Kupang. Kupang is forecast cloudy, sunny with temperature 22 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to, what's that? Some cities in Kalimantan province, Kalimantan Island, yes. Let's go to Samarinda. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, in Palangkaraya, it is forecast cloudy with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. What about Pontianak? Pontianak is forecast sunny with temperature 24 up to 35 degrees Celsius. And let's fly to some cities in Java Island. We go to Surabaya. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 20 up to 32 degrees Celsius. And what about Bandung? Bandung is forecast cloudy with temperature 19 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And then we go to Jakarta. Jakarta is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. And then we go to Bandar Lampung. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 21 up to 33 degrees Celsius. And then Padang. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 17 up to 29 degrees Celsius. What about Palembang? Palembang is also forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. And then the last here, last but not least, we go to Banda Aceh. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 25 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Well, listener, whatever the weather forecast, just make sure that you are in fit condition before you leave your city, before you fly from the city into another city, from your destination, I mean. At least just make sure you are in fit condition and make it as completely as possible. Don't forget, bring your luggage, your complete belongings, I mean, maybe your medicine. And don't forget to bring your ticket, maybe. And it is also important when you are in an airport, I mean, here. So bring your complete luggage, anything that can make you are ready to leave your city into another city. And we hope that your traveling will be enjoyable and you will arrive at your destination safely and comfortably. And now let's go to to share you with our, and also accompany you with our next song here. Now the song that we have already prepared is what song, Faisal? Yes, now the song is from, can you guess? Of course, still the same song from Indonesia. Now here, the song from here, AB3 with title Di Sini Ditemukan. Enjoy the song.
Thank you. Indonesia.
For today's sound.
Besides being famous for the city of shrimp, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its tari topeng or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since Majapahit Kingdom era. However, now the worry is not true. Hardworking artists try harder to make tari topeng Cirebon become one of Cirebon icons, attracting young generation. Coming of Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Karmini in Kedung Bundar village, Gempol district, around 10 kilometers away from Cirebon city, was warmly welcomed. Nani Karmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari Topeng Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop tari topeng, or known as topeng, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar, terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third grade, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance. Then we could learn even faster because we could feel the rhythm. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited topeng dancers in every event.
Dulu waktu zamannya saya masih kecil, kalau ibu saya hajatan.
When I was a child, my mother always invited topeng dancers for events, so I really love topeng dance and get used to it.
In addition, big support from her parents, who are not topeng artists, strengthens her determination to deepen tari topeng Cirebon, as she explained.
Kalau ibu sih bukan seorang penari, dulu ibu saya jualan mebelan.
My mom is not a dancer. She used to sell furniture. So if we wanted to practice dancing with gamelan traditional music, we gathered money. Sometimes we sold that. My parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned tari topeng from her teacher, Mimi Suji, topeng maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances, Nani stated.
Di masyarakat dulu,
at the time, tari topeng on Indonesia's Independence Day was held in neighboring unit community. Then it went to the national level, as well as Japan and Korea.
Economic condition also encouraged Nani to learn tari topeng in depth. She has thought far before Wulan Sari Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching when studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
Alhamdulillah, nggak sampai selesai, cuma
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer in keraton since I was a child. I thought even I had not finished my study.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach tari topeng. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn tari topeng that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach tari topeng.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Mbak ya. Ayo Neng belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just paid electricity. That's my principle. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught tari topeng not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
Sedih sekali ya, mengajar juga kadang tidak dikasih honor. Saya lakonin yang waktu.
It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMK or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topeng Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari Topeng Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan,
when we didn't have gamelan yet, we learned the basic practice with cassette. If we wanted to use gamelan, we gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari Topeng happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topeng Palimanan in June 2012.
Karena perjuangan saya sangat betul-betul.
Because I have fought so hard, I paid it all in June with my inauguration as Topeng Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topeng Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari Topeng in various events, never set special tarif. The woman who has become breadwinner in family because of her husband deteriorating health gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiah per event.
Ya, alhamdulillah Mbak, karena saya sendiri enggak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I don't mind to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When they use standard event budget, I set tariff.
The woman who has taught for more than 10 years has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari Topeng well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata alhamdulillah.
When I see my students perform, I'm so grateful to be able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two feel moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari Topeng.
Anak saya sendiri waktu kelas 2, ayo Fanny nari.
My own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade.
Mama,
but in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kacerobonan without learning formally. Maybe she saw me when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng until growing old expressed her hope.
Untuk nilai seni budaya untuk khususnya Topeng Cirebon ini jangan sampai
punah. I hope art and culture, particularly Topeng Cirebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
She has got aid from West Java Provincial Government. Nani Kadmini hope the government paid more attention to topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When we work, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential, helping to develop it. I personally ask low-level governments, especially district, to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Cultural and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally take them to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. PRG. The programs like Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrian Raharjo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro ini melakukan pembinaan dengan
Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and flirtatious. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. Topeng is the cultural richness of Cirebon. It is not only a regional asset, but also national and even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pinto. The song was composed by Ayah Ubit. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pinto also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pinto. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pinto by Liza Aulia.
region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So Mas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Voice of Indonesia.
Diriku kan merindukanmu.